USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A CDC advisory group is expected to decide today whether to lift a pause on the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. The health agency and the Food and Drug Administration recommended pausing distribution of the vaccine last week. That came after six American women developed extremely rare blood clots and one of the women died. Regarding the blood clots, NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins tells ABC's Good Morning America,
I think it is important to point out that this is a treatable condition if you recognize it right away. And one of the reasons I think it's been good to have this pause is to get everybody apprised of that.
President Biden's first overseas trip as America's leader will happen in June. The White House saying Biden will visit the UK and Belgium. While in the UK, Biden will attend the G7 summit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.